Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 19th anniversary. He's in his 20th year with us. He's an award-winning journalist. He's a wordsmith, the wordsmith. He's a galactic guru of words, folks, and the author of three books on being home-based. I encourage you to check out. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Jeff operates the Worm Cam for us out there on Main Street. Hey, Jeff, one of the interesting things about being a micropreneur, which I have, and probably not, I'm probably not too many notches above that now. I have a small shop, but is the connection, the very, very, very close connection between your business's brand, the almost imperceptible line between your business's brand and your personal reputation.
It's
the smaller you get, the more imperceptible that line gets, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We become, you know, they may not, you know, people may not know how we're incorporated, for example, in the sense of what is our business name, except to write checks. But we are our brand. And, you know, the Fast Company, the magazine that doubled as a doorstop back in the heydays of the late 90s, Fast Company magazine had a cover by Tom Peters called, you know, Brand You. And the discussion had a sort of like the logo of Tide on the cover of the magazine, one of the, you know, aside from the Golden Arches, maybe one of the best known brand logos in the world. And instead of the word Tide, it said You.
Right.
And that was, you know, back then, that's what they were driving at. And that's what we drive at today, you know, is the fact that we are our brands. Much as we know it, don't know it, like it, don't like it, you know, we are, you know, indelibly and interwoven with our brand that you have to make sure you sustain it, that you nurture it, that you make sure it's kept, you know, that it's kept on a high note. And so it's important that we realize that and nurture that point of view.
Is that something that has come up for you in the past? Have you had to pay more attention to that? I mean, like, for example, sometimes if you're a community leader, you could get into controversial situations. I've done that. I've been where I had to, as a leader, I had to take a side in the community, and I did what I needed to do, but I always wondered if it cost me business.
Yeah, I mean, I think that in my position, I'm you know, as a journalist and a corporate copywriter, but as a journalist, you know, for the past 30 years, freelance in my community, I've written about things that could be controversial, and then as a corporate client, I've taken on clients as a corporate copywriter, I've taken on clients who have either had controversial views or they've had views that did not necessarily align with mine, whether socially, politically, you know, whatever the case may be. And I do have to wonder how that will either A, reflect on me, or B, how it will jibe with my personal ethos and my personal character and how I feel for it.
Right.
But, you know, I've been aligned with publications that have taken hard stances and walked away, because I don't agree with what they believe, and so I don't want my name associated with that.
Well, and you may have that with, see, those, that was because those were your, but not only were those outlets, but they were your customers. They just
right.
so happened to be your
exactly.
customers. Well, but that could happen to anybody. That could happen to, you know, a customer. One of your regular customers could have could stand for something. And, you know, I don't do business with Nike, but I have to tell you,
right.
if they called me right now and said, and said, could we sponsor your show, I probably would turn them down. Because I don't like what they stand for. The way they put Colin Kaepernick out there as a hero, he's no hero. He's the farthest thing
And that's a call we all have to make.
But I'm just saying, I would feel like I was putting my personal reputation, I would be attaching my personal reputation to theirs, and I would be condoning that. And now that's a big dramatic example. So it could be something writ small in your community, but still, you as a small company, the more smaller you are, the more it accrues to you, the individual.
Yeah, and I got to say that there's a line that was used when the coach at the time was not the one who made it up, but there was a line that was used when my son was playing ice hockey that really stuck with me, and others will have heard it, and it's been used a lot, and I don't know who gets credit for saying it originally, but reputation is what people see, you know, of you out in the community and out on the ice or out in the mm-hmm. playing field. Character is what nobody sees. Mm-hmm. You know, it's truly who you are and what you stand. And I'm getting it a little bit wrong, but the point is that character is what you do behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. Will you, when you look yourself in the mirror, when you are forced to make a decision when no one is looking, you know, do you do the right thing? And right. So ultimately we have to decide as business owners, you know, are we willing to make those hard decisions, to turn down certain clients, to turn down clients who we believe are, you know, either socially, you know, in Florida we have a lot of opportunities to, for example, discuss, you know, environmental issues. And are we willing to take on clients who have been
necessarily bad for the environment? This is relatively new, Jeff. This is one of the reasons why I think it's important that we talk about this. When I was coming up as a pup, this kind of thing was never part of business. There was no political acrimony in the marketplace. Republicans and Democrats might have disagreed on who to vote for, but there was nothing. None of this seeped into the marketplace, into business. Nobody ever didn't do business with me 30, 40 years ago because they knew I voted opposite of them. Never happened. But today it's become so much in our grill, in our face, all this stuff.
Right.
What you stand for is increasingly bleeding over into the brand of your business, and it's waters, it's troubled waters that have to be navigated, folks.
Right.
And Jeff, I appreciate you bringing this topic up. So, folks, think about it. Maybe some of the things we said have helped a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. Jeffrey, I need your website quickly, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com.
GotWords.com. Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.